good evening and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. Coming up later in the programme, I'll be giving you details about a special free information evening concentrating on farming and moving machinery and the associated health and safety risks involved there. But first, we're going to hear from Sean Finan, the president of Macron La Ferma. Sean, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Chris.
A number of things that we can touch on. And first of all, something that was launched earlier on this month, the launch of the Young Farmer SkillNet training program geared at young farmers. And it's something very close to your heart, and you're delighted that it's now going to be rolled out.
Yes, indeed, Chris. It's an exciting new program that we're hoping to roll out over the next year. At the start of the year, we were delighted to get support from the Irish Farmers Journal and the Farmers Apprenticeship Board to carry out what we call a training needs analysis of young farmers. And the purpose of that was to establish what the need for training was among young farmers. And that was after they had completed their formal education. It was to see what the requirements were. We found that there wasn't really a history among young farmers of continued professional development or continued education. And then as a result of that, we set about designing a program to cater for that need. If you're an accountant, you're an engineer, or you're in one of the professions, as part of your institute, you would be familiar with CPD, continued professional development. Whereas if you're a young farmer, there's actually no real continued development for you. So our Young Farmer Farm Search program is hoping to fulfill that that need. And we were delighted to be supported on this initiative by SkillsNet and get 50% funding for the next year.
And the actual training courses themselves, they can be completed over, I think, even a one-day period. Is that correct?
Yeah. The needs analysis identified that there was three main areas which young farmers needed training. They needed training on business, personal and technical. So we set about designing the program based around these three main topics. And within that, then, there are a number of modules varying from one-day to three-day modules. And the focus of all this training will be informal and would also mean that young farmers, it would be practical and that most of it would take place on farm rather than the classroom setting, which you would be familiar with as part of your formal education. Young farmers have said and told us that as an organization that they want training that will deliver for them at their at the farm gate level. And they can take the learnings back and use them straight away on their farm. So we were very conscious of that when we were designing the program. And as a result of that, the modules are very practically based and focus on the three main topics which I mentioned.
Now, the locations for the programs, they will be available for people in the Northwest, people in Donegal?
Yes, indeed. If we will be focusing on three main pilot areas, just to get a core group of young farmers who will complete what we call the Farm Cert. You need to complete 12 modules to receive the Farm Cert. And also, we will be completing training courses with young farmers and hopefully in Donegal once the young farmers identified what their training need is. So if there's a module within the current list that we have provided that they would like to take part in, then we can arrange for the courses to be run in them modules. But alternatively, if there are courses beyond that which young farmers want and need in Donegal and which are not on our list, we are going to be in a position to be able to design courses around them requirements and then roll them out to young farmers in Donegal. Once they make contact with us in the national office in Dublin, we will be working through the Macron La Ferma organisation and clubs within County Donegal to make sure that if there is a need for a particular course there, that we can deliver on it.
Now, I suppose one question that people may well ask is, what's the cost involved?
The cost will depend upon the course that you complete. Some courses will be, as we said earlier, one day, some will be 3 day, and some will require external expertise, which we would have to bring in to provide the courses, and also it will depend on the location and the venue. But overall, we would be hoping that the courses would cost anything from, on average, €25 to €50 per participant. So we would hope that the cost wouldn't be a prohibitive factor in participation within the modules or the training programs, but there will be a cost associated. And obviously we will be trying to do and keep the cost to a minimum for participants, and 50% of the cost will be covered by the skills net funding which we've received from the Department of Education and Skills.
And maybe one shouldn't refer to it as a cost, it's an investment.
Exactly. Education, no matter what form that is in, is always something which should be embraced. And Machrane Ferm was established in 1944 by a group of agricultural science teachers who wanted to provide education to young farmers because there was no real formal system in place at that time. So we are going back to our roots and to our founding father's vision for the organisation and providing this. But I think it is important to point out that this is an add-on education package following on from formal education.
And I know that you feel that with the new CAP, the abolition of milk quotas, and the new Foodwise 2025 report, this programme really is coming at a very good time for young farmers.
Yes, indeed, Chris. Young farmer, it's an exciting time to be a young farmer. I am very excited about the prospects for myself and young farmers within the industry. But ultimately, the aim of our SkillsNet Farm Cert training programme is that we can equip young farmers with the skills that they need to be able to embrace all the positive developments which you've seen in the industry over the last number of years.
I'm speaking with Sean Finan, the Machrane Ferm National President. Sean, moving on to a couple of other things and just a number of events that are coming up and that you're involved with and Machrane involved with. First of all, just a mention of the inaugural Young Farmers Positive Forum. Now, this has been held in association with AIB, and a new development here, and I suppose, again, something that can help pave the way for a successful career ahead for people in farming.
Yes, indeed, Chris. We're delighted to announce and to launch last week the Young Farmer Positive Forum. It is taking place on the 22nd of July in Barcastle, County Offaly. I suppose our objective with this forum is to equip young farmers and give them the essential insights, information, the need to make sure that they have and they know the direction that they're going within their farming business and career. And we will have a number of we'll have a facilitator and a number of experts speak on the day. We will also be visiting two very good farms. We'll be visiting the Dempsey Farm, which is an award-winning McDonald's flagship farm, operating to a very high standard, both environmentally, sustainably, and a very good operation ran there by Ray and Mary Dempsey and their son Raymond. We'll be focusing on key KPIs on that farm, the key performance indicators that they have worked on over the last number of years, also focusing on farm succession and inheritance and moving from generation to generation of the farm. And then following that, we will be completing a farm walk on the Keane Farm in Kilcormac. And then in the afternoon, we will be returning back to the hotel following the farm visits for a barbecue. And we will also be running some information hubs for young farmers. We will have Department of Agricultural officials there to speak on the young farmer schemes. We will have Austin Finn from our Land Mobility Service. We will have Herd Watch. And obviously we're delighted to be supported by AIB on this initiative. And also, finally, then the fifth hub will be run by GrassTech, leading expertise and providing their expertise in the whole grassland area, design of farms, paddocks, roadways design, and how to embrace technology with regard to grass. So,
now, I know also coming up later this month, and again, it's down the country, but you have a National Field Day for Know Your Neighbour Weekend, but just this whole principle, we hear a lot about there can be loneliness, rural areas, depression, mental health's very important these days, and again, that's a message that I know that you want to get out there strongly, and it is important for people to have as much contact with each other in rural areas.
Yes, indeed, Chris. Our National Field Day will take place this Saturday in Fremont in County Cork. But our National Know Your Neighbour Weekend will take place on the last weekend in July. And I know that Donegal Macro will be working on events over that weekend as part of the Know Your Neighbour campaign. This is the 10th year of the campaign, and we're delighted to be associated this year with Keller Gas and the rolling out of our Know Your Neighbour campaign. And there are a number of events going to be happening right across the country. and events can be registered on www.knowyourneighbour.ie. So, and if anyone is interested in taking part in one of them events or even organising an event, all the steps are there on the website.
And finally, Sean, just a word about Macra and the Firma, the organisation. Like many other organisations, it's endured some difficult and challenging times in the last number of years, but there's a real feeling out there that things are very much on the up again this year, and there's new clubs being formed around the country, and I'm sure that upbeat feeling is rippling through to Donegal as well.
It is indeed, and I have attended a number of meetings in County Donegal, Macra and the Firma meetings, and I'm delighted to say that there is a good organisation in Donegal. The organisation is growing and developing, and I have given the organisation support in Donegal in my role as National Northwest Vice President of Macra and the Firma, and I will continue to do that as National President. Yes, Macra has endured tough times over the last number of years. We have, I suppose, suffered like all other organisations have financially as a result of the harder economic environment which we find ourselves in. But overall, I'm very positive about the organisation and the future of the organisation. And there is good work being done in County Donegal.
Sean Finan, the President of Macra and the Firma.
I'm joined now on the line by Nigel Ashcroft, a local health, safety and risk management consultant. Good evening to you, Nigel. Coming up this Friday in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny, there is a very interesting event that's going to focus on safety on farms with a particular emphasis on agricultural machinery and vehicles. So you can enlighten us a little bit more as to what to expect.
Yes, good evening, Chris. I'll give you a bit of the background of this, because you probably know from last year there were terrible statistics in terms of fatalities and serious injuries on farms. And the Health Safety Authority took up what they call a farm safety initiative, and I'm sure everyone's heard things on the radio, seen papers and on the fairs. And the Health Safety Authority have really been pushing health and safety on farms, which was a thing that was neglected for many, many years, you know, mostly. And so as part of that, I organized with a colleague of mine in Clare Galway, in County Galway, an event essentially like this about farming and vehicle safety, vehicle road safety, not just farm machines, but mostly that. And before that, I went on an ISO conference in Clare Morris, and in that conference I realized how little I knew about a farmer's situation, because there were 100 farmers there, and you know, coming from a consultancy and safety background, it's difficult always to appreciate what the client, the customer, if you like, those importances that they have, which will conflict very often with, apparently conflict anyway, with health and safety. So we did this event in Clare Galway, and it was very well attended, and we had Peter Gowry, was actually talking in the Clare Morris event. I'll talk about Peter later on. But there were a couple of other people speaking in my event in Clare Galway. Then I was so inspired by that, I organised one in Athlone, and I've long thought, because I live in Inishowen, and I'm surrounded by farm fields. In fact, my house used to be a farmhouse, it's not, but all the yards and the fields still surround the house. So I'm surrounded by farmers, and I've often thought, you know, I could help these people, but how do I get to help them? Because I haven't got the time to go to one-to-one and spend an hour or even a day with them. So I thought, it's time we brought something up to Donegal, up to Letterkenny, hopefully to help the local farmers. So that's the background of it. And I have Peter Gowry is coming up from all the way from East Galway, believe it or not.
And he is going to give a what you're terming a survivor story, and I suppose it's one of the best ways of really getting across sort of the whole practicalities of things right at the ground level, what can happen, and we will learn from his experiences.
Absolutely, yeah, and I was really impressed with his story. There's some real surprises in it. You know, he was a farmer basically all his life. But he had a construction company in Galway, and the difference in the standard that he had between the construction company he was running in Galway and the standard he had on his farm, which is his home, of course, was huge. So it's not just what you know, it's how you apply it. And do you really think that it's important to have good health and safety on the farm? Now, the other background to this is, you probably know the statistics, but again, I was shocked at this, but out of, compared to the national average, farming has caused deaths between people between 15 and 65, four times as many as national average. Injuries, seven times as many. Cancers, three times as many. And circulatory illnesses, five times as many as the national average. So it really does say farming is not a healthy place to be, which is a pity because it's a lovely place to be.
It sounds like you're working on a North Sea oil rig. It's that dangerous.
It does. I mean, the only industry that's more dangerous than farming at the moment is fishing. And, of course, we've got lots of fishing in Donegal as well. But now, fishing has Greencastle, of course, and also has killer eggs to help it along. I don't think it's really a centre of excellence like that for farming in Donegal.
Also coming up, Jim Dockery of FRS Training Services, and he's going to talk about moving machinery, and machinery's getting more and more powerful, and there are more and more dangers sometimes as well.
Definitely, yeah. I think the main reason that there are so many serious injuries and deaths, actually it's proven that between farm vehicles and farm machinery, there's over 50% of fatalities on farms. And of those 50% of fatalities, over 18% happen to children. And it's either farm machinery or slurry.
So
it is a big thing. You know, when I was young, and again, I grew up in the Welsh hills and farms are all around me, I used to play around tractors, no problem at all. They're tiny things, but now they're huge. And there's even bigger things like harvesters, etc., especially this time of year. So it is an issue. I should say at this point, I hope I don't disappoint anyone, but Jim can't make it. But he is going to send me his presentation, and a local lad who's also a consultant and is from a farm background in the show, and he's going to be doing a presentation. So we'll have someone almost as good as Jim.
Jim's
very, very good.
The title of this free information evening is Farming and Moving Machinery and the whole safety implications. It's on in the Mount Errigal Hotel, this in Letterkenny, this Friday. Registration at 6:30, and the talk's running from 7 o'clock afterwards. So who should attend, Nigel?
Well, actually, in thinking about farming, it's very clear that the farmers' wives have a huge part to play in influencing farmers. You know, a lot of farmers would be stuck in their ways. But the wives are starting to show real concern about their men, as they should, and their children as well. So I think farmers' wives, farmers, obviously, agricultural contractors, and farmers' children as well. It's not an 18-plus event, although Peter's story is pretty gory, but I'm sure, I'm sure that the kids will enjoy it anyway. And he has a lovely demonstration of something. I won't give the game away, but a wonderful demonstration, which the children would really enjoy that. So it's early enough for that, and I've said health safety consultants as well, but to be honest, most health safety consultants aren't that interested in farm because we don't get that much business from farms
right
at the moment.
Now,
but hopefully some of them.
If people want more information, can they contact you, or what's the next step?
They can, yeah. Probably best at this time to text or call me on 086-3844-929.
Nigel Ashcroft there, a local health, safety and risk management consultant. That survivor story from Peter Gurry, a director of Embrace Farm, certainly will be worth listening to. Well, the clock has beaten us once again. That's just about it for another edition of this week's Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, have a very good evening.